Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
Well, Denise, we're getting close to wrapping up the registration for the Master Gardener program. It's going to be coming up here very soon. We have about a month left, and that month is going to go by really quickly. So maybe people who are new to the region, haven't listened to the show in a long time, tell us a little bit about the Master Gardener program and perhaps why some of our listeners might be interested.
Sure. So the Extension Master Gardener program is a way to really work with Extension to be able to multiply and duplicate our efforts in the community. As you know, a lot of people have either killed a plant at one time. At least in their life, or they're struggling with their landscaping, or they just want to learn more about gardening in El Paso. The Master Gardener program is a really great class to consider. And we hold the class here once a year in the fall. It runs from September to November. But really, that's the first portion of the class. And the second portion of that is a volunteer service. So really what we do is we bring in a group of citizens, and then we teach them all about horticulture, and then we turn them loose into the community, and they really help us through our Speakers Bureau program, through our educational booths that we host throughout the entire county, to be able to share that information that they've now learned, share that with their friends and neighbors and other groups that are interested in this. So it's really a two-pronged approach on that. It's a lot of information when you do the classroom hours, but it's really well worth it if you're really someone who loves to acquire knowledge and then turn around and share that.
And it's a pretty intensive course. It's almost like a mini horticulture degree that
Yes.
you're not going to take any, you know, you're not going to have a, you know, something from Texas A&M up on your wall afterwards because you got a degree. But it is a lot of information. You're going to have some intensive training on, you know, vegetables or on roses and Right. trees and turf.
Exactly. And it's really hard to condense such a really broad subject into these 50 hours of training. But we really do our best to bring in our faculty, our extension faculty, regional professionals to come in and help teach those classes in their specific discipline. So everyone that we have as speakers live and work in the El Paso region. So they understand those climatic differences that even though it is Texas A&M, we're not talking about Eastern Texas at this point where everything is specialized to West Texas and specifically to El Paso to be able to be successful in their gardening ventures.
And so how long are the classes? Because we're looking at a bit of a commitment, right? Because these aren't like the occasional educational courses the Master Gardeners offer to the public. We'll be talking about those a little bit later. But most of the time, it's a lot of retirees or people who have a lot of extra time on their hands who are those available to become Master Gardeners, or at least take part in the training. So tell us a little bit about that.
Right, exactly. So we hold the classes. They're all-day classes. We meet every Thursday from September to November. And what we'll do is, depending on the subject matter, we'll either cover one subject the entire day, or we'll have different subjects and different speakers broken up from the morning and the afternoon sessions. This is really a lecture-based classroom training of the program. Sometimes, depending on the subject matter, the weather, we may take a little walk outside just to kind of break it up. But it's really this intense education component on there. You'll receive a Master Gardener handbook that has all of the chapters that we're going to cover. And we also supplement that with extension bulletins and publications. And then in addition to that, we have our own extension publications that are developed in El Paso. So to be able to use all of that information to kind of decipher, okay, what is going on in their backyard, because that's going to make that initial connection, but then to be able to build on that knowledge.
And you don't necessarily have to be like a professional, you know, you don't have to have that green thumb all polished up or be a pro in vegetables or anything to become a Master Gardener.
No, not at all. You know, gardening experience is not required. The only thing that we would like for you to understand is the volunteer requirement mm-hmm. at the end. We're really an educational outreach agency of Texas A&M, and we're not the cleanup crew, and we're not going to go out there and clean medians, and we're not going to do all that. Everything that we do, Yes, there are some hands-on volunteer activities, but that's to really use and to implement those techniques that you use in the classroom out into the real life. So out in the rose garden, you're going to use that knowledge that you gain from pruning the roses and how to be able to do that into the rose garden, growing vegetables or learning about the xeriscape and native plants. So there is that hands-on component on there, but everything revolves around education.
And even if you don't have a particular favorite going in, you just sort of have a broad general knowledge, maybe you're going to perhaps find something that's really going to appeal to you when you're taking the class. Because I know a lot of master gardeners sort of come out of the training with a sort of affinity for a particular feel like roses or vegetables.
Right, exactly. And the really interesting thing and a really nice thing to be able to see people is they kind of go in and say, well, I just want to learn about roses or vegetables. And then they come out of this class and realize, wow, I was not looking forward to the turf grass program, or I really don't have an interest in lawn care. But by listening to your class and understanding all that's going on, I know how to be able to take care of my lawn better. So you kind of realize that maybe not all of those on the syllabus kind of are your top favorite going into it. But after you hear the lesson, after you get the presentation, after you get all those handouts, that overall understanding and appreciation is what people take away from it.
So when is the deadline for people to apply to become master gardeners?
Well, the application deadline is August 24th. So that's we're about a month or so out from that. But if you have any questions on the application itself, feel free to call the master gardeners. Feel free to drop me a line or shoot me an email on that. I'll be able to talk about those expectations from the program. We're looking for about a group of 25 people for this year's class. So we're excited to make sure that we match them up, match up people that are interested in the program to really what suits their time commitment or what they're really their interest in.
And so you can also find the information on how to contact Denise, how to contact the Master Gardeners on the Good to Grow page at ktep.org. You can also give us a call here at the radio station at 880-KTEP. We'll be happy to pass along that information. And well, let's talk about some of the things that the Master Gardeners are going to be involved in here in the very near future, the ones that have already gotten their certification done. They're putting in volunteer hours next week, I believe, at the Gardening 101 workshop series.
Right, exactly. So we're really excited to be able to partner up with the El Paso Parks and Rec Department on these kind of programs. And really, I mean, after you just heard about all the intense program for to become a master gardener, you know, you want to make sure you thank our volunteers when you see them out in the community, because it really is a lot of information that they acquire and take out to the group. And we're really going to focus on our next Gardening 101 series on plant propagation. So we'll have a master gardener out there, Jan, and she'll be talking about seed propagation or even cutting propagation. I think we've all kind of snipped off a piece of our house plant and stuck it in a jar of water and kind of put it on our windowsill. So she'll be able to talk about the best ways to be able to do that. She does have a presentation and some hands-on demonstrations for participants to work with and to enjoy their time there at the Recreation Center. The gardening program itself is hosted at the recreational center right next to the Vista del Valle Community Garden.
Mm-hmm. So it's a multi-purpose really center there on Viscount. And the plant propagation, when I think of plant propagation, I think of, again, like you say, you take the cutting from the plant, and I think of something, I think, much more complicated than just sticking it in a jar of water, right? Because, you know, you think about root hormones and all this. But then again, it could just be, you know, planting a seed in the ground.
Right, exactly. So to be able to look at all of that and just really basic information to be able to help you try that. And, you know, we always are encouraging people to try new and different techniques and kind of build on what they've learned. So it's going to be a great hands-on demonstration, and she'll also have a great PowerPoint presentation to deliver to the group as well.
And so that's going to be happening next Friday, July 24th at the Multipurpose Center at 9031 Viscount. That starts at 4 in the afternoon next Friday, and it's absolutely free to attend. Just make sure that you register with the Parks and Recreation Department. We have the information on the Good to Grow page at ktep.org. We also have the information here at the radio station if you want to give us a call. And the Master Gardeners, again, they're being spread around the community. We've had the gardening talks every Saturday morning at Artavino's Desert Crossing. And there's another farmer's market that you guys are also taking part in once a month, and that's the Downtown Artist and Farmer's Market there on Anthony Street. And coming up here on August the 8th, pretty soon here, there's actually going to be a workshop or a demonstration on container gardening.
Right, exactly. So another container gardening is another one of our really popular topics to be able to cover. And we'll have some master gardeners out there with some potted plants, containers, and kind of show you, you know, the ins and outs of container gardening to be successful. I think container gardening is a really great technique for people that don't want to invest a lot of time, or they just don't have a lot of space to be able to do that. You can still have some beautiful flowering mm-hmm. plants on your entryway or even in your back patio. So we'll just provide you with some tips to be able to be successful on that.
And again, you can give us a call here at the radio station for information, or just go to the Good to Grow page at ktep.org. Well, you know, speaking of containers, a lot of really popular containers that are being sold in area stores, and they are really are beautiful, are the terracotta pots. But you kind of want to stay, at least in the heat of the summer that we're getting right now, stay away from directly putting your container plants into those terracotta or clay pots, because they really absorb a lot of heat and also a lot of water.
Right, exactly. So the terracotta pots are actually this terracotta, and what they'll do is they'll actually draw or pull away that moisture from the soil that you water in onto the sides of the pot itself, which is really evident when you water a plant like that. It'll go from a bright orangey color to almost a dark, deep mm-hmm. rust color, because all that water being absorbed into the pot. So you just might want to keep that in mind, that may not be your finished pot, if you will. So you can certainly use terracotta. You like the look. It's a really, really adds like a really great effect. It's perfect for the Southwest, but maybe you can look into putting an additional pot on the inside, a nice plastic nursery container, something that you've repurposed, something with some nice drainage holes on there that's going to hold the soil and the plant itself, mm-hmm. and then put that into a terracotta pot just to be your, you know, flashy or showy container, if you will. A lot of people also will consider putting like a form of insulation between an outside nice looking pot to the inside functioning pot as well. So you can use those, you know, packing peanuts. You can use even master gardeners. They'll even use a technique where they'll use like cut up air conditioner pads. So there's a lot of things that you can do, because a lot of those terracotta pots or those glazed ones are really expensive, and you don't want to maybe subject them to a constant, you know, amount of water all the time. So
and they don't last very long either, because they absorb that water and then you see them start to crack. I know that's happened to me.
Exactly. So definitely it's one thing to be able to consider. There's a lot of faux plastic pots that they sell nowadays. Those will give you that decorative finish that you may be looking for. But yeah, consider that something on the inside to be that functioning pot. And it's a lot easier to switch things out too.
That's true.
If you have some like little flowering, you know, petunias may not do so well once it starts getting a little cooler, but you want to switch those up with maybe some, you know, Johnny Jump Ups or something of a snapdragons, a little cooler weather plant. You're able to do that with much better ease.
And keep the pot and switch the plant out.
That's right.
I know I've had the issue also where when I had a terracotta pot and we try to move it, you know, sometimes in the winter you want to move your potted plant sort of closer to the house where they're not going to be exposed to so much cold. And then you're sort of moving them around and they crack.
Right.
And there goes your plant. Tumbles out of the pot.
Exactly. And you have to repurpose that, but then don't throw away the terracotta. You can use those little crumble pieces
That's
for the bottom.
Right.
For the drainage.
Always
your
recycling.
That's right. That's right.
We want to thank you so much for listening today. And before we go, we want to remind you to contact the Master Gardeners if you have any questions about plants, trees, whatever questions you might have. Call 566-1276. That's 566-1276. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And we want to thank our engineering trio, Mike, Eddie, and Belinda, for helping us out today. And remember, a gardener shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.